Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes. Hope you're doing well. Happy Friday, one and all. It is me, Joe McGrath, with Joe Smith over
Hello.
There.
Hello.
Right. Now, yeah, I'm very well, thank you. You're looking lovely. How have you found the cold?
Hot.
Pardon?
I'm too hot.
Take one layer
Can't.
Off.
Doesn't work without any other piece.
How many layers have you got on now? Just take one layer off for me.
No, because it has to be this one. If I had to take any off, I'd take the inside one off, but that's impossible.
My God. So we've returned from Ireland, and this podcast will be a little bit about Ireland because there's one key ingredient missing from today's show. He's not very well. Ethan James is poorly.
Boo.
So I don't know if it's to do with the Ireland trip, whether Saturday was a big day, or he's caught something along the way, a little bit of a bug, but he texts us and he can't be here today, so we got someone to replace him.
Yeah, we've got a very special producer stand-in.
Yeah, there he is! It's Jay! Come on, Jay! Oh, we've not seen you for a while on this show, Jay.
Yeah, you've not invited me on for a while.
Well, don't make it laugh.
We miss you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I've missed you lads as well. I was a bit annoyed I didn't get an invite to Ireland.
Well, would you have loved it?
I mean, I wouldn't have come, but that's not the point.
That's not the point. That's by the by, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to be invited.
It is nice to be invited, to be fair.
We've got Breaking Joe's on the way. I've got an interesting story to do with my mum's birthday. I'd like your opinion on.
Oh, she's not again.
Shut up. We're going to do Jay's film review.
Yay!
Yes, regular segment
and a new game that
now
I may have stolen. But we'll get into that.
But also they didn't come up with it themselves.
Let's talk about freezing it is Jay. How do you cope?
Well, you can't use that if you're gonna steal from Ellis and John later.
Oh, yeah. How do you manage with the do you wear a hat like us?
No, I don't like hats. So I usually have milled up.
What do you mean you don't like hats?
I don't like
what is it from
I feel like him like I don't know how much more I can give you on this. I just don't like having hats on my head.
No, but when you say you don't like hats, that's different to a lot of people would say, I look bad in hats, or
I
don't like the feel of hats. But you said, I don't like hats, as though even on other people, you've got a bit of an issue.
I think hats in general, especially baseball caps.
Shut
with
it.
NY on.
Yeah, he's fucked it.
Wore by people with beards from Worksop. I just don't like him.
I feel as though that you're pointing at me there.
You
I don't know why.
Fingers crossed he's not.
And maybe I put 2 and 2 together and got 5, but it feels as though you're talking about me there, Jay.
Fingers crossed he's not.
No, I just don't like him on my head.
What about for safety reasons, Jay? Would you wear a helmet?
if I was legally obligated to. If it was like you're getting on a bike and you've got to wear a helmet or you can't get on the bike, yeah. But if it's like a fashion thing or keeping my head warm, no.
So, but you are a fan of a hood up, though, aren't you? You do value the concept of a warm head.
I do. There's an issue, though.
Oh, what? God.
Right, because when I'm outdoors, usually I've got my AirPods on.
Yeah. Mm.
And when you've got your hood up and your AirPods on, people don't realise you can't hear them.
Oh.
So yeah. People sort of say anything to you and you don't hear them. You look like you're being ignorant.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't have AirPods. Can you have one AirPod in, one AirPod out, or is that not? Is that, can you?
You could do that.
Where'd you put the other one, Jay?
In the case.
Oh. Well, I usually have both in, but yeah, put them in the case or
you could
on
just
the side
in
or
that,
in your hand or in your pocket.
Would that fix the problem if you just wore one?
Potentially, yeah. I don't know.
Who wants
it
to
might
do
not.
It? Who wants to do it?
You know what I mean? And one of my hearing is better in one ear than the other, so it just confused me.
Oh, yeah, that is annoying to be fair.
Before we get into Breaking Joe's, should we actually have a little listen? Because Ethan sent us a little video, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Little Paulie Ethan. Do you think he's putting on a bit? Let's have a little
listen.
Hello, everyone. Ethan here. Sorry I'm not on the podcast. This was meant to be a real special one post-Ireland. Bit of a special, but unfortunately, I've come down with a bit of a cold or the flu or something. I'm not well at all. But what an unbelievable trip Ireland was. I think it was genuinely the best night out I've ever had. And I'll give it justice when I'm next on, because I'm not going to give it the umph it deserves right now. But big thank you to the whole McGuinness family for having us, for taking in a group of strangers, driving an hour and a half each way to the airport to pick us up, take us to some of the best pubs in Ireland, including their own Paddy Ryan's, and letting us stay over, making us feel part of their community. It was honestly the loveliest, loveliest trip. So big thank you to David and Kieran in particular for taking us everywhere. So lovely. But yeah, genuinely the best night I've ever had, I feel. And I can't wait to come on the podcast and talk about it. But for now, you've got Jay. It's always a special when Jay's on, so that's a pretty good replacement. So enjoy that. And I can't wait to talk about it when I'm back. So see you all soon, Sloppers. Shout out as well to Mark, Seth and Dylan, who came down to come see us. Mark coming down from somewhere in the middle of Ireland, and Seth and Dylan coming down from Belfast. So that's absolutely incredible, just for a night out with us. I know you've all had other plans as well, and you sacrificed it to spend it with us guys, so really lovely. Yeah, see you all soon.
I'm saying it, sick voice.
Do you think?
Putting it right on.
It's hard to know how much to put it on there. Have you ever faked being ill before? Have you ever phoned in sick?
There's a couple of times in my first job where I had to pretend a hangover was me being poorly. And I had to do sick texting. So I felt like I had blurry eyes. So I like, oh no, I couldn't spell stuff correct. But then they just thought, oh, he's a bit thick anyway, so maybe that's how he spells.
Yeah, no difference.
I've never had to call someone and be sick on the phone.
Have you not?
No, never.
Oh, it's a tough one, that.
What about when you had to pretend to your parents to get a day off school? Have you done that?
Yeah, I wasn't good at it. My mum was too strict. Unless she's seen me be sick, I'm not getting time off.
Did you ever feel your own forehead, Jay, and think, am I going to get away with this temperature? Do you know what I mean by that?
Because trying to boost
your mum would come in and like feel your forehead and go, oh, he's warm. His head's warm.
But your head was always warm, wasn't it?
Why?
Because it was working overtime trying to get rid of the hair. Do you know what I mean? It was sort of, get off.
Why, Jay? Was your head always warm then?
No, not really. I didn't wag school that much.
Like, really?
No, I'm not to be a right geek, but I had Dexter. Decent attendance.
Did you?
Not that it did me any good.
Well, you got a fucking master's, hadn't you, recently?
Yeah, but I was in my 40s by the time I got a master's. I was in my 30s by the time I got my degree. And in my 20s by the time I completed my...
He's going to get in his 50s, course. His PhD. Yeah.
Well, they never say never.
Dr. J.
Yeah, so at school... I went to a good school, but I was laser. But I went...
You were there, but you were sort of absent-minded, but not absent of body.
Yeah. So let's get into it, because we want to save some of our Ireland stories for the actual... film we're making. We filmed lots.
The film we're making.
I like to call it a film because it's nice, isn't it?
The Banshees of Inisherin.
We brought a proper camera with us and we had a cameraman.
Yeah, that's true.
So there is a film on the way. Patrons will get that. Hopefully that's like a Christmas treat. We're working on that. What are you laughing at, Jay? Why is that funny, Jay? We're trying to build a patron.
Nothing wrong with having patrons. And like... I get all that. It was just the way you worded, like, we've made a film and it's going to be a Christmas treat for Steven Spielberg over
here. I think you might be selling it higher than it is. It's a vlog.
Do you know what I said to Ethan?
But there's some good stuff in it.
I said to Ethan when we were many pints in that we should do a premiere for it. Hire out the local cinema and see if anyone wants to go
honestly,
and watch
the
it.
Ego on you at times.
It's fun.
What can we say about Ireland then?
Okay, so let's go. So we all met at the airport. It didn't go... well, at the start, because you've experienced what I'm about to talk about, Jay. Stress from a man who has two passports.
What?
He didn't have a fucking clue where his normal passport was, the UK one. Actually, not normal, but the UK one. So he could only bring his American one. This has happened to you on a tour, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was a combination of mine and Joe's fault, right? We were both to blame. And I probably more my fault, because I filled out the visa... and I put that he was using his American passport on his visa. And I filled out the application and then I sent it to him and I said, check over that and let me know if it's all right. And the application was really long. And within 5 seconds, he sent it me back. Yeah, it's sound.
I guess you didn't read it then, did you?
No.
Well, I did. I skimmed it. I'm looking for name. I'm looking for USA. I'm looking for British. And all of the words I was
date
looking for were there. But it was a very... Go on, Jay.
Yeah, so I'd put he's got... I think I put he's got an American passport, and I should have put he's got a British passport because he was using his British passport. So when we got to, was it Melbourne?
Yeah.
Melbourne, and we were trying to fly to Perth, was it?
Yeah.
They were like, oh, he can't. You can't get on a flight. Your visa's not valid.
No, it was when we were flying from Thailand to Australia.
Sorry, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Sorry,
oh,
sorry.
Shit, yeah, I remember.
So,
yeah.
So what made me laugh is Adam McCullough decided to get into a debate how we should have countries without borders at the airport with the people behind the counter. And like, that didn't work.
Did he think that was going to work?
It didn't take the sort of geo-philosophical angle very well.
Imagine.
They didn't really go for it. Borders shouldn't even exist anyway.
Fair play to Adam. To do this. Just for
sticking
passports
didn't even
out.
Exist till like 1920 or whatever.
Yeah.
That's so good.
So he went down that route. The woman on the counter weren't really having it. She was like, whilst that's a nice sentiment, I need a visa that's accurate. And then we had to reapply in the airport. We managed to get it done. And yeah, we got on the flight, but it was a bit complicated, yeah, for matey having dual citizenship.
Yeah. So 6 o'clock in the morning, we're up. Now, I'll be honest, the night before, I treat myself. I'm on holiday early doors, Jay. Thai food, prawn madang.
What's that?
It's like a prawn curry.
Oh, yeah.
So I get up 6 o'clock straight away. I need to spend a couple of minutes on the toilet, 10:15. In those 10:15 minutes, Jay, my phone's caused me so much stress, I have to remain on the toilet. Joe's lost his British passport, which he's this is what confused me, but I've realised now why. He sent me a picture of it the day before with him in his hand, like a selfie, with all the details on. So I filled it out in Ryanair. And now he can't find it. But I realised that photo, it already existed.
That photo's months old.
Right, okay, months old.
Yeah.
So you can't find that. And then because of the weather and Storm Claudia, whatever it's called, Dom can't get to the airport without needing to get a taxi. And this is all in the space of 10 minutes. Oh, and I've not heard from Ethan.
Dom's train's cancelled.
Yeah, and Ethan's not said a word. So I'm thinking, Christ, Joe's not going to be able to fly. Dom's going to be late for the flight. And Ethan, don't know where Ethan is. This is all during a 10-minute trip to the loo.
You were fine.
I'm a very dad at the airport.
Yeah.
I don't even wear a belt because I don't like taking it off.
Really? Yeah, you do.
I wore a belt that day.
Yeah. And they made you take it off and it slowed us all down. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why, actually. See, I'll never wear a belt again. Everything was all right. Flew all right. Everything was sound. We all behaved in the airport. Yeah. I had a Bloody Mary.
Nice. And you had a mini full English, didn't you? A kid's full English.
Yes. Now, I thought I just wanted to tick me over.
Yeah.
And it came with one sausage, one egg, some tater tots, five to be precise, and
No bacon.
No, fuming actually, and a scoop of beans.
It looked good actually. And one round of toast.
I didn't get toast.
Didn't you?
No. Disgrace.
Oh, because I'm thinking of Dom's. So Dom had double toast, double egg, double bean, double bacon. Yeah. On the side.
Yeah.
Then you had a piece of fried chicken from KFC about 3 minutes later. Yeah, made us all wait for you to eat it, so we were literally the last people on the plane.
Well, no, because actually, when we get on the plane, these all went for coffees.
That did happen.
These all went for coffees, don't forget. And then they all went, you can't get on a plane with hot coffee.
Which is absurd.
So they made you wait. So whilst we were waiting, I got a piece of fried chicken.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want a piece of KFC at 7:30 in the morning?
It was 7:30 in the morning at the time, yeah.
Did set my stomach off again. The prawn madang was taking havoc round two. Have you ever been on a plane to Ireland, Jay?
Yeah. I've been on a plane to Ireland with Joe, and Joe knows about the dramas that I had flying to Ireland.
How do you have dramas flying to Ireland? Because I was about to say, you literally go up, 10 minutes later, you come back down.
So, my lady friend, my missus, who I love dearly.
Why did she look to your side then? She's not here.
No, but that other woman is. No, go on, ignore her. Carry on, Jay.
She kind of has a certain way about her when it comes to sort of, you know, being a bit jealous at times or whatever. So, we all went to Ireland for an event. Me, Joe, Howson, Macca, and our partners. Flew from Manchester. I booked the flight and I'd messed up the booking because I'd not put us next to each other.
Yeah, because it costs extra. That's the thing. We were all, by the way, all four Sloppy Joes in different parts of the plane. Yeah.
We're not paying an extra like 12 quid per person for a 39-minute flight. Yeah, sorry, Jay.
So I booked it. We realised we got to the airport. We're not sat together. So she's already like, oh, you're not even sat with me. Whatever.
And did it make it worse because did you pay for Lizzie to sit with you?
No.
I think I was sat with Lizzie.
I don't think you were.
Was I not?
No, you weren't. You were sat near me. Do you remember?
I was sat. You were like down the right to me.
Yeah.
I thought Lizzie was there, but maybe not.
I'm sorry.
Would make it worse.
I had other things going on.
I certainly didn't pay for it. Yeah. If I did, it was coincidence, but I don't think I did, maybe.
So we get on the plane. And there's a load of girls who are dead loud. And then one of them recognised me, so I used to work with her. And she was sat near me. So she's shouting to me, and then we're chatting. And you know, you can feel someone's eyes burning in the back of your head. And I look forward, and then my missus is staring, and my phone's going, who the fuck's that?
And they were getting on like a house
no
on fire, Joe.
Way,
it
no.
was it was house on fire stuff.
Oh,
I called the fire brigade staring. At one point.
Yeah,
because honestly, this house
take off.
This house was on fire. There was smoke in the cabin. I couldn't bloody breathe.
Yeah, the oxygen masks came
oxygen
down.
Oxygen mask came down. It was a real house on fire situation.
Brace,
wasn't it,
brace.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I have one superpower in life that was able to activate, and that is the ability to fall asleep at will on an airplane.
Yeah.
So I just fell asleep and woke up in Dublin, and then had the conversation when we landed.
It would, yeah. That's
but he's a nightmare, you know, on flights. He gave me an heart attack when we flew to Thailand. Yes, you. Do you remember what you did? Tell everyone what you did.
What did I do?
When we flew from Heathrow.
Did you scream or something?
No. Tell us your travel plans compared to everyone else's and how you nearly kiboshed the entire trip.
So everyone else went down the night before and stayed in a hotel.
Because our flight was in the morning.
Our flight was at like 10 a.m. or whatever, 9 a.m. I can't remember why I didn't now. Something
you
was
wanted
on.
To spend.
Oh, it was my birthday.
No, it wasn't your birthday.
No, but it was me and Lizzie had come up with a new birthday for old Big Papa because I was going to be away for my birthday. So I said, I'm going to spend the night with Lizzie. I'll get the train down in the morning. Because that train down to... London, safe as houses.
Oh, God. Yeah. I feel sick just listening to this story again, honestly.
It was
horrible.
How do I not know this story?
Safe as houses, boy.
It was the first train. It was like the 5:15 train. And if he missed it, he missed his flight.
Joe.
Like, and
well,
like,
I couldn't cope with that.
Here's my reasoning. The two trains that get cancelled the least often are the first train and the last train of the day.
No, and here's my reasoning. He's made that up on the spot.
Right. I know he has.
He's just made that up on the spot, by the way.
You can tell.
Okay, politically speaking, you're right. Socially speaking, I'm very much in the green.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
But I think you've also made it up.
Yes. You've summed it up.
Both can be true, I guess.
Yeah, I've made it up, but we all think I might be right. So here's my thinking. I'm not saying that this is true. Here was my thought process. I reckon... No, there we go. Now I've put enough in front of it. That the first train and the last train are the least likely to be cancelled. Because the first one, unless the driver's not got out of bed, there's nothing that can block it.
Yeah.
Because often there's a broken down train at Sheffield, X, Y, and Z. That can't happen. And the last train, they know so many people rely on that train to get home. And anything after that, they're going to have to put people up in hotels that they make sure that one goes.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but that was my thinking.
It's just, right. So he's got to get this train, right? If he don't get this train...
Are you all in London, by the way?
Yeah, we all stayed in London. The flight is like 9 a.m. We have to be at Heathrow for 7 a.m. or something, right? This is our first tour as a channel, as Stretford Paddock. We've all, like, spent basically emptied the company accounts to pay for it.
Coffers.
Sorry. And he messages... I woke up in the hotel, right, at like 5 a.m. panicking, thinking, is he going to get his train? And what message did he send me? Do you remember?
Yeah. Well, I remember it roughly said something along the lines of the train's been cancelled. Because that's what had happened. Now, so...
I woke up naturally panicking because I was like, is Joe going to be on this train? Like, I woke up at 5 a.m. And then the first thing I see on my phone was like a minute after I woke up was him going, the train's been cancelled.
Now we're at a point where... I'm begging Lizzie to drive me to London at 5:30 a.m. I'm saying, this is the
When's the next one? When's the next one?
The next one's an hour later.
Oh! You're not getting a flight. This is it. You are bust. You are not going to Thailand and Australia.
And Lizzie's going, I was meant to be doing this. I've got all stuff planned today. I mean, I'll pay you £100. Like, and it's my own girlfriend. And I'm bargaining. I'm just like, I have to get there. And if she had driven me with no traffic, I would have got there like 30 minutes late and probably just about made it. But obviously it's 6 hours of her day
more.
Also as well, that's a difficult drive.
It's a difficult drive.
Put your foot down. Come on.
Just go a bit quicker.
Did you consider flying?
Not the one.
Did I consider flying? Yes, I did. And then I thought, actually, this would have been better to consider 200 million years ago when I could have evolved wings.
No,
what do you mean, did I consider
bed.
Flying?
From the Manchester Airport to London.
I did try that, but it felt a little bit futile.
You stop me. If you just fly to Heathrow. Did you consider that?
No.
That
because that's going to cost me about 400 with problems quid.
Anyway. Is it going to cost you 400 quid?
Well, so there would have to have been a flight at that time that got me in. It probably wouldn't have made it. Anyway.
Honestly, I thought...
Yeah.
And this
Everyone
sounds melodramatic.
Freaking out.
At this point, I thought, this is the end of Stretford Paddock as a channel. Like, I did. I thought, Macca's going to explode. Yeah. Like, why is he not... He's going to be like, whatever. And we're probably all just going to give it all up.
It literally said cancelled. It was announced. The train has been cancelled. And then something happened that has never happened to me before or since. That train just turned up and let everyone on. It was like,
it's very good that you hold your ground for a bit,
didn't it?
It was
just a spoof. Like, we were shitting it, and then, hang on a sec, there's a train coming here. Oh, it won't.
That's unbelievable.
Stopped. Is this a train? Yeah. Any explanation? No. Get on. Made it. But the train just didn't uncancel itself.
That's
it
crazy.
Knew what was on the line and it picked me up.
That would have been 2 hours. I would have been on edge for the whole 2 hours.
I would have been terrified.
Absolutely.
The train.
That was so stressful.
I don't know why it uncancelled itself. What happened?
Someone was looking down on you, Joe.
I thought you were messing with me because he sent me that message saying it's cancelled, and then he sent me a message saying it's here now, and I was like, what's going on?
I think briefly we can just go over some of the highlights of the day.
Oh yeah,
Getting picked up by David and Kieran at the airport was brilliant. They found us eventually.
Wow.
And then they took us to the Gravediggers in Dublin, which is brilliant. Good pint.
It's sort of notorious. It's on every list of best Guinness you can get, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you see those YouTube videos and you see TikToks, it's considered one of the best Guinnesses in Ireland.
And it was so delicious.
Yeah.
And then. Fantastic. They got taken to the oldest bar in the world, apparently.
900 AD.
Guinness Book of Records. And it was great. Can I say this, though? It didn't look like the world's oldest bar.
This is...
Is it like Fingy's Broom from All in Fools and Horses? It's had a new facelift. It's had a new interior.
Yeah.
New facelift, new interior, new outside, new interior. Because it looked all right.
It's in a building that's about 200 years old. I don't know what is in... I think there's like a bit of thatched wall left.
Whoever's done that from the year 900, unbelievable job.
Yeah, it was the same person doing what's her name? Yeah, Jenna's face.
Oh, is it?
Chris Jenner.
Yeah. The facelift is
so
unbelievable.
I think she was 1100 AD, but she only looks about 54. And it's the same with that pub. It's 1200 years old.
It's an old pub, but you wouldn't thought it.
But it's a nice pub and a great Guinness. And on the floor, there's all sort of like wood chips and stuff, isn't there? Sawdust.
It was great. And then we went to the bar, Paddy Ryan's bar, which was amazing. Oh. And we had some great times in there. They put on a full day for us, so we tried Spice Bags. So you'll see a review of them.
I've never had one of them before.
It was great.
It was fantastic.
Traditional music was brilliant.
Yeah.
And then they actually put on I think he was from the local pool team, wasn't he?
He played for the pool team for Paddy Ryan's.
He was a singer. And my God, could he sing.
He had the voice of an angel. He looked like Phil the Power Taylor.
Yeah.
And had the voice of an angel.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We had a great time. It was all captured. We had great food. We had stewed the next day. All of it was brilliant.
We'll go into more detail because so many more little amazing things happened.
Yeah.
And we'll go into more proper detail next week when Ethan's back.
Yeah.
Because that'll still be before the Patreon vlogs come out because it's going to take a lot of editing. I got all the video onto my laptop. I've got 90 gigabytes worth of stuff to go through.
How long is that then? A lot?
Pretty hefty, yeah.
Well, hopefully. Remember, we should do a premiere for it.
Well, we'll see how long it is first because a lot of it's getting
cut down.
Would
you come to a premiere, Jay? So you'd have mooted in that.
Yeah. Where are you having it, though? Is it Stockport?
No, we'll have it local. Might take over the view. I'll think out. Stockport.
Where are you having it? The idea is any more than just some fucking idiot over here.
How much do you reckon the IMAX screen is?
What are you saying? It was shot half of it on an iPhone.
We could try, though.
Yeah, we could, yeah.
I'll have a support word in.
But do you know what? I'll say this. I was putting my place about why Irish Guinness is better than British Guinness.
Well, we got given the full tour about why they do it and why theirs was better. I mean, some of the logic behind it kind of made sense. Especially, won't give anything away, but their technique in that pub.
Unreal.
I was like, ooh.
And we did a Guinness pouring challenge, so you can see who won that. Then there was karaoke. There was all sorts. It was phenomenal.
Loved it. It was so good. You're going to see an unbelievable Patreon.
I'll say this. It's one of the best days of my life.
Yeah.
That Saturday is honestly one of the best days of my life. It's in the echelon of like United winning the FA Cup against City.
Yeah.
The winning the treble. Like, all, you know, meeting Lizzie.
Yeah, meeting Lizzie.
All that
Lizzie,
sort of stuff, yeah, of course. But honestly, as a single day, I can't remember the last time I had that much fun. It was so good.
And then we were fortunate enough to be there when Ireland scored a last minute winner, but we were in a weird place.
Yeah, that almost felt like that's what made it feel like a proper sort of TV show. And unfortunately, we didn't get any footage of this because we were driving. But we were in the car driving to the airport, and David and Kieran, obviously big Ireland fans, and chose or let themselves miss the game, basically, to drop us off, which is unbelievably grateful. And for Ireland to even get to the playoffs, they had to beat Portugal at home, which is obviously so hard. Portugal, one of the best teams
in
the
world. Then they went on to beat 9-1 the next game.
Yeah. And then they had to beat Hungary away. And Hungary were the team they were going head-to-head against. So it wasn't like Hungary weren't playing for anything. If Hungary drew or won, they were into the playoffs. If Ireland had to win just to get the playoffs. And we were driving there. It was 1-0 Hungary, then 1-1. Then we had to leave the bar. So then we were driving towards it. Then it went 2-1 Hungary. Then 2-0 with sort of 15 minutes to go or whatever it was. And then literally the last kick of the game in the 96th minute of 95 minutes, Ireland scored the winner.
Crazy.
And it went absolutely ballistic in that car.
So good.
The windscreen wipers were on. We were swerving, all jumping up and down. Even Dom was getting excited, even though he's never watched a football match in his life.
Yeah.
It felt like it ended. It made it the whole weekend feel like a sort of Gavin and Stacey episode.
You said, and I kind of agreed with Joe. He said he knew that they were going to win.
Yeah, and I don't believe in fate or anything like that, but it just felt like everything was so good about the weekend that you just sort of like, well, they're going to score, because that's what this weekend has been. Like, all these things, there's a bit of peril. You're not sure how people are going to take you. You're not sure. Because, there's always a chance that people are like, who the fuck are these lads?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These English lads with a stick of camera in our face turning up.
So much
and everyone was
fun.
So nice. And then you think, oh, Ireland, they've got to overcome this, this and this. They're not going to. And they just did. It felt unbelievable, didn't it? It was so good. It was such a good day.
That'll be coming up soon. That's exciting. Yeah. By the way, get onto our Patreon now, patreon.com/SloppyJoesPodcast. Say every 2 weeks we release a new special. And it's
Also, Mark, Seth and Dylan, by the way, who the sloppers that came to the bar.
Some of them drove 3 hours to come and say hello.
Seth and Dylan drove from Belfast on the day. It's like a 3-hour drive. Mark, even I think it was 20-minute drive, but
the
fact that he came was fantastic. Fantastic to meet all these boys.
It was great fun.
It was so good. And like I said, we'll go into more details and the sort of specifics of some of the people and what we actually got up to when Ethan's back. But needless to say, an unmitigated success. I'm so glad we did it. It was unbelievable.
Patreon.com/SloppyJoesPodcast. Every 2 weeks we release like a bonus podcast that are like 50 minutes long. It was great fun this week. Go and have a watch of it. It's on there now, so you can go. If you enjoy Sloppy Joes, more on there. I've got something to ask you. Uh-huh. Yesterday was Mother Helen's birthday. Survived another year. 59.
Wow.
So
10 years away.
What from?
The big one.
The big one. Oh, I thought you meant from like death then.
Oh, God, no.
No. From where? From...
Well, I'll let you do
anyway,
the math, big boy.
So here's what happened to me yesterday. Chippy T. Nice.
Who's that? Is that someone you used to go to school with?
Yeah, that's my sister. No, I'll say that.
Didn't want to dish your own sister.
I don't know why I said that was my sister. I should say that was my cousin. Sorry, Kira. She watches every single week. Chibi T was what the plan for the evening.
Okay.
And then I kind of realised, actually, with Ireland and all that, I've not bought her anything. Okay?
Right. Because the thing is, you can only buy a gift for someone 2 days before.
I should have got something in Ireland, but it was too
much. Or any of the 365 before that.
I was just thinking of buying like a bottle of water and saying it was holy water. She loves holy water from Ireland.
Does she? We went into a church in Ireland that had more than holy water going for it. One of the wildest videos I've ever seen. Carry on.
Yeah, I don't know. We might put in the video. Anyway,
we are.
So we can blur it.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, you said we're not.
Yeah, of course we are.
So Jay, on the day of my mum's birthday, I'm going to meet her in the night. I thought, do you know what? There's a nice florist, and you might know it. It's in Cheadle Way. Mm-hmm. And I went
in.
Didn't
want to say specifically, did you there?
Well, because I don't know what it's on. I don't know what the road is. Cheadle Road. It's near the white. It's not. Oh, Bush. Near the Red Lion?
Yeah, I know it.
Do you know it?
Hell of a florist.
It's good, isn't it?
Lovely.
So I went in.
Steps to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
think
time.
So.
And then there's steps in the back as well.
There is steps in the back, actually. Yeah, you're right. So get this. So I went in. And do you know what? I thought, I'm going to spend a bit of money on her. £50. Oof! So for,
but get the old bloody shot for that.
Because I saw this fuck off box of flowers, already made, didn't have to ask about, went in, said, "Dem, there you go, 50 quid. Anyway, I bought them, and the woman went, "Oh, we're doing a promotion." Said, "Leave us a Google review, and if you roll this dice and get a 6, you get your things for free."
Your flowers?
Flowers for free. So I thought, oh, fuck it. Left them a Google review. Rolled a 6.
No.
So then she was stunned, by
she
the way.
She was gutted.
Gutted. I felt a bit tight, but fuck it. Anyway, I got the refund.
Did you?
Yeah.
You accepted it?
Of course I accepted it. You're on the radio. Dice. What do you mean on the radio?
You're earning.
Anyway, I've not told my mum this. But so get this. My dad calls me. We're talking about Ireland because he's not had a catch up.
I know, that's good.
I told him the roll the dice story. He said he went in there an hour before. He rolled a 6 as well. Mum's got 100 quid of flowers, fuck all.
I knew you were going to say
that's
that.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Is it a weighted dice?
I don't know what's going on. So I've just gone in, I've rolled the dice, 6, brilliant. The roof's gone off in my head. I'm like, thank
roof's
you.
Roof's gone off in your head.
I've given 5 stars. No, I've given 3.5 actually.
Did you?
Customer. No. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I just said
it had to be a review.
You didn't say it had to be 5 stars.
Rip off. 3 stars.
Lovely bouquet of flowers. And then, yeah, so couple hours later, doing some other bits and bobs. Dad called me. He was excited. He wasn't going to be there for Mum's chippy tea because he loves playing football in the evening. He wouldn't even sack that off.
Couldn't. Wait a sec. It's his.
My dad loves football that much.
It's his wife's 59th birthday. Are they married?
Yeah. They've been going out for 4 years, so we've seen a lot of them.
And he wouldn't have 5 a side off for it.
My dad's a bit funny. So then he called me, and then we were talking about these flowers, and I said, and I looked around to see if Mum was about. I'm in the car in Chorlan, but you never guess what, Dad. And then I started to tell it the story. You could hear him sort of stuttering a little bit.
He was so excited
to decide if he was going
to
tell me.
Oh, right.
That literally 2 hours before, in the same shop,
he
rolled a 6 as well.
Well, my worry here is, can that florist afford to lose 1/6 of its business? Probably not. How much profit do you think they make? I know.
Not a lot.
Do you know what I mean? Let's get at least a sort of D20 dice.
But the thing is, if you drive past that, it says it on a big sign.
1/6 is too much, isn't it? Do you know what I mean, Jay?
I just feel like it's paying for itself, though.
Do you think?
Yeah, like loads of good reviews. Like, you know, when you Google a florist or whatever, and you see all the reviews. I do check reviews, and if they've just got loads of good reviews, you're not going to go, "Oh, well, they got those reviews by offering a promotion where people had to roll the dice." You'll just think, "Oh, yeah, it's a good florist."
Yeah. How often was it on for? Is it like every Thursday or is it until...
Here we go. It's called... Oh, I don't know what it's... I can't give them a shout out. It's on every... Well, it's a
what
big...
do you mean you can't give them a shout out? They got like a...
No, oh, no. It was the wrong one. They're on Stockport Road and they are called... This is the Hayes the Florist. They've got 4.5 stars.
Could be better. Read us some of the bad ones.
Poor service and a complete waste of money.
Oh, God. That was from Mr. Joe McGrath.
No, it wasn't.
Joe McGrath Sr. Did you know that Joe's a Joe Jr., by the way, Jay?
No, I didn't know that. Is your dad Joe Sr.?
No, he's called Joe, but I've never called be called Joe Jr.
Joe Jr. Are you going to call your son, if you have one, Joe? Is that a thing? Is that a family thing?
We'll probably make a decision there when we see his head.
Because there's a Joe head, isn't there?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
You've got it.
He's got to look like a Joe. I can't ruin the Joe name.
What was your dad's dad called?
Joe.
Was he really?
Yeah.
What was his dad called?
Well, you think you can guess?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, there's a long line of Joes.
How many?
But you know what's weird?
No, sec. What's how many?
I think it could go back to the stepdad of Jesus.
Really?
But do you know what's weird?
Stepdad.
Is they both have two names exactly the same, but I didn't get the second.
Michael, obviously, middle name.
William Joseph. They're all called William Joseph McGrath.
And that's their middle name then, Joseph?
And for some reason, they've got rid... Apparently, it's an Irish thing to get rid of your first name and stick with your middle name.
Yeah.
That's the long line. Although my granddad was called Willie. Why are you winking at me?
I didn't.
You did?
I said a bit of
so,
in my eye.
So, yeah, so William Joseph, but I didn't get the Willie. I got the Joseph bit.
So I've heard.
Huh?
No, so I'm saying the Willie was shaved right back, wasn't it?
Huh?
So your dad's called William Joseph and you're called Joseph. What's your middle name?
Patrick.
Patrick, of course.
That's great. Didn't get the William, so that's a shame. But yeah, I don't know. I'll have to see his head.
Yeah, it'll just come to you, I think.
Do you think that's wrong with me then that I just took the refund? Do you think I should have just maybe given him 150 quid?
I think it would have been nice for you to then spend the 50 quid on your mum, yeah. But I don't blame you for not doing it. But it would have been good to give her some 50 quid worth of flowers and 50 quid. That would have made you look great.
What do you reckon, Jay?
I think it's not spending any dough on your mum for her birthday.
But excuse me, though. I went out of the way to spend money on her.
This is sort of like
this. All right, let's ask you a question.
Yeah, here we go.
Did you spend any money on your mum for her birthday?
I bought her a banana bread.
A banana bread.
How much? All right, let me rephrase it. How much did you spend on your mum for her 59th birthday?
God. Well, the flowers were free.
Yeah.
The banana bread was £3.95.
Jesus Christ.
Card?
Fish and chips was tenner.
Did you pay for that?
Yeah.
What, you pay for her fish and chips?
Yeah.
Okay.
15 quid.
How much was the card?
I got that free as well. Because the thing is, they did a bundle, didn't
you
they?
You got it free?
The florist did a bundle.
What? Ow.
The florist did a bundle. They started adding stuff on. Oh, you want the bouquet of flowers? It was like 45 quid. He said, do you want to tie this bow around it? That's a quid. Do you want a card for it? That's 3 quid. I said, yeah, pile it on. I just wanted it done and dusted there. Yeah. I didn't know at this point I was getting it for free. That's the key. They've not given it for free and then I've started taking the piss.
No, that's, yeah. Imagine sticking it all on. Actually, sorry, ignore me. I wanted a few bundles of flowers. Imagine that. And
what
then you start.
If I went and got like the whole shop and rolled a six?
That's the concern for them, isn't it? But the likelihood.
The concern for me is I buy the whole shop and roll a
four. Five out of six times you're spending 25 grand on flowers. Yeah. But one out of six times they're out of business.
It's not worked out.
What was it about 15 quid on your mum?
I spent 15 quid on mum. But in theory, I've spent 64 quid on her.
Well, no, not you haven't in theory.
I have, Jay.
I have, Jay.
This is like one of those moral quandaries, isn't it? Because realistically...
in theory.
Well, realistically, what is it about the birthday present that your mum is enjoying? I think it's a combination of showing your value, her value to you, through a mixture of the thought of the present, which flowers, zero thought. No, let's be honest, it's route one. Okay, not zero thought, one step above zero thought. Zero thought would be you just giving her one of your t-shirts. Do you know what I mean? But flowers is pretty straightforward, which is fine. I'm not saying I get much better than that. I'm not knocking it. And then the willingness to part with your money, which again, you did have.
I did.
In its full, you were willing to spend it. Now, does your mum actually get any joy from your bank account being less full than it was 2 hours earlier? Probably not.
I think she'd prefer me to roll the six.
Exactly. So I think from a value perspective, the gift is worth just as much as it would have been if you hadn't rolled the six. So I think you get off scot-free.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, she doesn't know, by the way, so obviously she doesn't watch.
You haven't told her?
No, I haven't told her.
Oh, well, then that's not right. That's disingenuous, man. See, now you're just a liar. 50 quid, those flowers. I bet you kept mentioning it as well. I didn't.
Jay,
Yo.
Do you happen to have, this is a feature we do every single week, hopefully you're a little bit better than Ethan. Do you happen to have a film review?
I do, actually.
Yeah, right. Hit the jingle.
Are you putting the jingle in? Yeah,
I'll put the jingle in.
Come right, okay.
Do you know where the jingle lives?
No chance.
You might have just heard nothing then, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a documentary, is that right?
Oof. Is it, how long is it?
Is it feature length?
90 minutes. 90,
okay, yeah, we'll get, this is now, already this is sounding much better than Ethan.
Right, okay.
What's
so,
it called?
I think it's called Being Eddie.
Huh?
Being Eddie. Being.
Being.
Eddie.
Being.
Being Eddie.
Let's have a guess before he starts.
Yeah.
Who Eddie is?
I think it's Eddie Izzard, comedian.
Yeah, that's could be a good one. Would you watch that? 90 minutes?
Potential. Because they've got quite an interesting personal life as well.
Oh my god, is it Eddie the Eagle?
You're both very very close.
What? How can we both be close? One's a comedian, one's a skier.
It's Eddie Murphy.
I was actually quite close.
You were very close. Yeah. Comedian.
Yeah. So,
and to be fair, Eddie Murphy's career has been largely downhill for the last 20 years.
Whoa!
So you weren't far off either.
That's cheeky, isn't it?
Cheeky.
Go on and talk to us about it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, and they've got like one of those where they've got loads of access to him, and loads of footage as well. And they chat to his family, and they chat to Chappelle and Tracy Morgan, and just anyone you'd expect that sort of Chris Rock, and Eddie Murphy, obviously. So yeah, it was just good because I used to be a massive Ed Murphy fan when I was a kid. Delirious, his stand-up was one of those videos that one of the first comedy shows I ever watched. And it was just really good because he has, like, Joe's taking a minute there, but, like, oh, he's had an up-and-down career, hasn't he? Mm. But there was a time, like, in the 80s where he was just smashing it, like Beverly Hills Cop and 48 Hours, Trading Places, Golden Child, and then he had a bit of a wobble. Well, yeah, I was going to say he had a bit of a wobble and then came back with The Nutty Professor and Shrek and was a bit more, like, kiddie-friendly films and stuff. Mm. Obviously, Saturday Night Live as well, and he went back to Saturday Night Live after he fell out with him. So, yeah, it was really interesting about, like, his career and his life and all the stuff he'd been through, and, like, as a comedian and as a film star and even as a pop singer as well.
I was going to say, what was that song he had?
Oh, it's Party All The Time.
Party All The Time.
My girl wants to party all the time.
Hell,
party
all the time.
What a song.
Yeah, he was probably the biggest star in the world, wasn't he, for probably three or four years.
This is the thing, right? That's a shout. People forget that. Because when you think of Eddie Murphy, you think, oh, yeah, like, Talking Donkey or whatever. But like in the 80s, he was like hit after hit after hit after
and,
hit.
And like you said, across everything, acting, stand-up, music.
You don't get many triple threats these days, do you?
The closest thing we've got to that now, what would it be? Probably Emily Maitlis, wouldn't it? She can do Andrew. She can probably, you get her on Question Time, she'd give a good stab. And she's not too bad as a guest on a podcast as well.
Sabrina Carpenter.
All that.
Yeah.
But again, is she no, Ariana Grande?
Yeah, she's
that's not a bad chat.
Maybe,
and pop star, and she's in Wicked.
Yeah, that's true.
She's not gonna. She ain't got a tight 10,
huh?
Has she?
What?
Right.
I've caught that.
Thank
you. What's going on there?
About Ariana.
As in stand up. She ain't got a tight 10 minutes. That's the difference.
Yeah. No, his name is Emily Maitlis.
No, well, that's the thing. Maitlis doesn't even try. She wouldn't entertain that. But it's between Ariana Grande and Emily Maitlis in terms.
And why is Ariana Grande in this?
What?
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, she's a triple threat. She dances.
Yeah. She's one of the biggest singers in the world. She's starring in the Wicked films.
We said she's not many triple threats anymore, and he brought up Ariana.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But we're trying to find that third threat, because obviously that's what Maitlis has got. She's got Sirius.
Stop saying podcast. Emily Maitlis.
No, I'm just saying she's as close as we've got as a nation. Who is the best triple threat?
Harry Styles
in the
is
world
a pretty
right
good
now.
Triple threat. He's an actor, singer.
But that's it, innit?
But it's double
he's
threat.
Not,
that's what I mean.
He ran a marathon the other day.
What about Peter Kay?
What's he got?
Well, he had Amarillo.
He's got a couple of UK number ones.
Yeah. He was in 24-Hour Party People and Corrie and that.
And obviously acts loads in his comedy stuff.
Yeah, and he does stand-up.
Yeah, Peter Kay. Great shout.
Peter Kay's up there. But obviously that was 20 years ago, wasn't it, most of it?
No, he's still selling arenas to this day.
True.
I don't know if there's anyone right now in the UK.
But this
you just said Ariana Grande!
No, in the UK, sorry. I know.
But also, she hasn't got a tight 10.
No.
As I will say once again. But he was an absolute superstar. So was this, like, from 5 years old to now, or was this, like, one of those things where it's like we're focusing on this six-month period?
No, it was his, like, from the sort of, not the cradle to the grave because he's still alive, but everything. So from like when he was a kid, and there was some historic interviews with his brother and that, because his brother's passed away now. There was interviews with people that have known him for years, and because he was famous from like 20. I think he was 20. On Saturday Night Live from 20. He was doing stand-up when he was like 16, 17. So he was like pretty well known almost as a kid, and then has just been famous ever since. And also he's got that thing where he's revered. Like, other comedians respect him and like him and admire him.
How old
him
is he then now, Eddie Murphy?
He's got to be 60, hasn't he?
I think he's like 63 or something. Yeah, he is. Also, as well, he was like the first big, like the first black superstar in film stars. He had like Richard Pryor and Sidney Poitier as well, but he was like the blockbuster superstar. So I just thought it was really entertaining.
How would you rate it? How many Flaming Hot J's out of five?
I'll give it 4.5. Four Flaming Hot J's out of
that's
five.
That's very good. That's very good.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the film Dog Day Afternoon?
With Al Pacino?
Yep.
Yeah.
Any good?
What? What just happened then?
What? No, because he knows films really well. Jay knows films really well. We never talk about this. Jay is a whiz kid when it comes to films. Ask me about any film, I bet you've seen it.
Right, okay, so I was going to say about Dog Day Afternoon, but it's fine.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's Sidney Lumet, I think.
Worth a watch?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's funny, it's weird because it's like a bank robbery, and but he's paying for his boyfriend's sex change, I think. I think it's sort of based on a true story.
He knows the lot.
John Cazale's in it as well, he's really good. So,
A film, I bet you Jay's seen it.
Law Abiding Citizen.
Oh, Jared Butler.
Yeah, great.
Oh, yeah. Do you know Jared Butler and Jamie Foxx.
Love that film. I'll watch that tonight. I've got a game for you.
We're playing a game. Where'd
today.
You get it from?
Yeah, it's solely nicked from a podcast that we both enjoy. In fact, a friend of the show, Dave Masterman, from the Ellis James and John Romans podcast, played this on their latest podcast. A listener sent it in, so it's not really theirs. No. So I've nicked it from that listener. If anything, that listener could listen to us.
Yeah.
And he just hasn't sent us it in.
Did they send it in?
Thank you for listening to us. It's a very simple game, but yeah, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm dumb. Like I'm
that, that sounded like a little jingle.
So essentially, I want to put you two to the test because you work with each other so much.
Yeah.
And you know each other inside and out.
Certainly inside.
I'm going to give you like a topic. So for example, let's use animals. And I'm going to text you individually, so you need to have your phone on you.
Yeah, I've got
just
my phone.
Just animals, I'm not doing three?
No, I'm going to I'm going to keep it simple.
Okay.
But I'd like you to name two of the thing I've asked. So I might text you now. In fact, let's do a little trial. So I'm going to text you a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
10 being your favourite, 1 being your least favourite. I'm going to text you a number. You have to pick two animals that reflect that number that you've just got. Okay, 1 being least, 10 being your favourite.
Okay.
Jay, from hearing, Joe's two animals have to decide what number you think Joe was texted.
Okay. So are you going to text me a number now?
I'm just going to text you a number now. This is just a tester. It's just a tester.
So for instance, okay, so am I doing animals?
Yes, please, just a tester.
I'm going to say slug and rat. What number out of between 1 and 10 do you think I'm describing for my affection for those two animals, Jay?
I'd say... So what is it? One is least favorite, ten is most favorite. So I'd say 1 and 6.
No, they're both the same number.
Both the same.
Oh right,
the same.
Sorry.
Both exactly
this is
the same.
Why, this is why we do the run
through. Why we do the run through, Jay?
Yeah. Right. Okay. So they're both the same number.
Yeah. It's just to give you a bit more of a broad.
So you can kind of figure it out.
So you said slug and rat.
Slug and rat.
I'd go with 3.
Ooh, it's not bad. It's two. So you're both going to share the same theme, but you're going to get two different numbers.
So how do points work?
If you get spot on, I'll give you 3 points.
Yeah.
If you're one away, I'll give you 2. If you're 2 away, I'll give you 1. Okay. So he would have got 2 points there because he's only one away.
It's pretty good, Jay.
Okay, Jay.
It relies on us being honest about what we think. Because I could have said dog and horse, and you'd have said 8 or whatever.
Yeah. So Jay and Joe have just both been texted a number. Don't read it out.
They're not the same number as each
other. The same number.
Although they could be.
Oh, they could be. Here. Right. Is your subject?
Yeah.
Manchester United players.
Oh,
and I'll take playing or not. Played for the club or not. Manchester United players. So they've both got the same number. You have to figure out two players, two names.
Yeah. I've got a couple.
Okay, let's go with you, Joe.
Let us know when you got yours, Jay. Okay.
Sorry. I'm making this harder than it needs to be.
Do you want me to do mine?
No.
Go on, I want to hear yours. I'm intrigued.
Daily Blind.
Yeah.
But your fan is so funny. Daily Blind and Herrera.
I think that is... I'm going to say 7.
Oh, he's gone well high.
It was 6.
Oh, 2. So you're 2 away.
2 points there.
I'm gutted because I was thinking 6.
Yeah.
Jay, you do yours.
Right, I'm going to go.
Jay's on 2. Writing this down.
Yeah, 2.
This is so hard. I'm going to go Romelu Lukaku.
Okay.
And... Andre Onana.
Ooh, I'm surprised. I'm surprised you put them both in the same number.
Because
I think you would. I'm surprised you don't prefer Lukaku to Onana. But I'm going to go with what I know about Jay's thoughts on Lukaku. And I'm going to say it's either 3 or 4. And I'm gonna go 4.
Yeah!
Get in!
Hey, can I send you another number? There's a 4 there. Well, you can't see. It's 4.
Number 4.
Yeah.
So I've got 3 points, Jay's got 2. This is good though. Okay, we've done well though. We're both one off.
Got it and go with 6. I was thinking 6 and then changed my bloody mind.
Okay, so you're both gonna get another number each now.
And another category?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you got your number locked in?
Yeah.
I want you to tell me 2 takeaway dishes that fit your number. It's coming from anywhere. It's 2 takeaway dishes you get delivered to your house that fit your number. 10 is your unbelievably the most. 1 is your least favourite. You got to make sure it makes sense. This is okay. Good. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Jay, do you know yours?
Yeah, I think I'll be all
right. Right, Jay, you go first.
Right, so I've got to name 2 dishes, yeah?
2 dishes that are your number.
Right, so I'll go with a quarter pounder with cheese from the local kebab shop.
Yeah.
And I'll go with a chicken korma with naan bread and poppadoms.
Oh, fucking lovely. See, right, so I this is good. Because I know, I've been to enough restaurants with Jay, Jay likes a burger.
Yeah.
We're above 5. I can start there.
Yeah.
I also know that korma is Jay's, I think, most regular, maybe tikka masala, most regular dish from the Indian. But the Indian isn't his favourite takeaway.
Yeah.
So that means we can come down from 10, down from 8, and I think, or it's either 7 or 8. I'm going to say 8. He loves a
burger. Yes! That was excellent working
that
out,
is
bro.
Brilliant.
He knows,
brilliant.
Right? Me and him eat a lot together.
Brilliant. Right,
nailed
come on,
it.
His come on, Joe. Come
there,
on, Joe.
Nailed it, because that is exactly right. It's not my favourite type of meal, but it's my favourite when I get that meal of what I'd have.
Brilliant. I'm so happy with that. Now, interestingly enough, I'm going to use one of Jay's. I'm going to go with a chicken korma. And I'm going to go with egg fried rice.
Oh, that's tricky. I don't know much about you. Your thoughts on chicken korma. I don't... That's... Throw me that. I don't know much on your thoughts on egg fried rice either. We eat a lot together, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen you have a chicken korma or egg fried rice.
Well, come on, Jay.
I don't think I have. So, because you're like a bit more adventurous than I am, I don't think korma's up your street at all. And I don't remember you having egg fried rice when me and you've been out eating. So I'm going to go lower end. I'm going to go less than 5. I think it's either 3 or 4. I'm going to go with 4.
Oh, he's 1 away. It's 5.
I like him, but I'm not. It's not doing anything.
I thought
for
that.
Yeah.
I should have stuck with 5.
If it's there, I'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I don't need it.
The trouble with you is you like quite a lot of things.
Yeah.
You're not one of them, like, I'm a bit more like, I don't eat loads of different things, where you're quite varied. Yeah. There's not many meals you don't actually like, but there's some that obviously you prefer.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just one off though, again.
So what are you on 2 and I'm on, you're on 4 and I'm on 6?
Yeah, just change yours, just reread it because I edited it. Right, both got yours.
Yeah.
So what is this?
A day out. Now, I don't want you to, okay. Have a think.
It's hard to think of 2 different days.
Maybe you could just stick with
for this.
A day out. Jay?
Fucking hell. I'll say my 2 are a day out, a full day.
Yeah.
Or just like an activity.
Day out activity, yeah. You don't have to describe from getting up to going to bed.
All right, an activity. Right. I'll go with the school run and the Trafford Centre on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, okay. Just from the tone of voice, I can put it below a 5. Do you want me to do my 2?
Yeah, do your 2. Then
so my 2 would be a skydive and a one of those fully immersive haunted houses.
Oh, that's got to be high for you. That's fun. And your missus did a skydive the other day, so I don't know.
What do you guess, Jay? What were you going to guess?
What, for him?
Yeah, go on.
Fully immersive haunted house. Sounds quite exciting, and he's like, I don't know, I go with an 8.
I I think what we've learned here is Jay doesn't know you very well.
Why?
What did you get?
It was one.
Was it one?
Is that one of those where they're like electrocuting you and jumping out from you and shaving your head?
That's our Achilles heel, I'm
afraid.
What
do you think Jay got?
I know Jay's, it must be low. But the school run at least has got a family warmth to it.
Yeah.
So if it's one, that's a little bit cruel.
I'd be in trouble with it.
But I do know as well. What was the other one?
Trafford Centre on a Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon. That implies that he doesn't like the busyness. So it's got to be low. I'm going to go with, it's either three or two, innit? I'm going to go three.
Oh, you nearly got the clean sweep.
Mate, it's two. So you've hit a post.
Oh, no.
That was very fun, that game.
I know that sounds harsh, the school run, because obviously my children are involved, but come on.
Yeah, come on.
It'll be nice to do that with Ethan when he's back. It's quite fun, isn't it?
Very well done there, Joseph.
There's lots more rounds of good players as well.
Well done, too. That last one was tricky because...
I didn't have a clue. I didn't know what... You know what threw me? The skydive.
Yeah.
And I think I got confused because... It's not you rating the activity as a thing. It's not you saying,
"No,
oh, I think this activity." It's whether you like doing it.
Yeah.
And I got confused thinking, oh, he rates the skydive because your missus done it. But that's not the
question. No, I think skydive is impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just so scared.
That's why I've got confused.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. That was a great game.
Yeah, great game. Thanks. And do you know what? A lovely pod. It's healed me a little bit.
It has.
I needed it today.
Yeah, me too.
Do you want to hold my hand? Sure. Ethan will hopefully be back soon.
Are we done? I don't know. How long are you doing for?
55 minutes.
We're done 55 minutes. That's flown by.
Bloody hell.
It might be slightly shorter with all the editing.
Well, that's fine.
Well, we've got Ethan's little minute message in the middle. Ethan, hopefully we'll be back. Jay, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me on, lads. I enjoyed that. It was nice. It was good.
We should sit in the middle next time. We should sit in the middle when Ethan's back. We should do a proper one.
Happy to join you guys. And keep smashing it on the podcast. I love it.
Thank you very much. Thank you to everyone for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Unbelievable. What a day. Bye. Oh, wave, Jay.